It's time to step into the Coming Out Lounge, a cool, safe space to be true to your sexual self, with your host, Rick Clemens. Rick has helped hundreds of people come out of the closet, and now each week he's bringing you cool insights for loving and accepting yourself, boosting your self-confidence, and living a guilt-free, purpose-filled life on the other side of the closet doors. Cuddle up with yourself and get ready for heartwarming coming out stories, ideas for living authentically, and tips for being fully self-expressed. Now here's your host, Coming Out Coach Rick.
Hey, 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 closet busters and closet dwellers. It is time for another episode of the Coming Out Lounge. And today we're doing another Truth Teeny. It's just me and you. No guests, no interviews. And I thought today's Truth Teeny would be really interesting to ask you a question. What would you do if you weren't afraid of disappointing anyone? Now, I know that's a really big question, but the reason I like that question is because whether you're coming out of the closet to be gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, or whether you're coming out to say, this is who I am, this is who I want to be, this is the kind of person I want to show up as in the world, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to be a dancing star, I want to be a musician, or an artist, or something that somebody says you can't be, what would you do today in this moment if you weren't afraid of disappointing someone? You know, so often when we are in those closets of our lives, the reason we are in the closets of our lives is because someone has told us you can't be, you shouldn't do, you're not good enough. So as we explore this question for the next few moments, I want you to think about deeply within yourself, look deep inside that core soul self, and keep thinking about what would you do if you weren't afraid of disappointing someone else or even disappointing yourself. So here's the steps I would invite you to take to start to explore this. Number one, I'd like you to ask yourself, how can you be more curious? How can you be more curious about the things that light you up? And I also want you to think about being more curious even about things that may not excite you. Because oftentimes when we look at the things that we might do that may disappoint others or ourselves, it's easy to look at the things that really get us excited and go, okay, I'll go do that because that excites me. But sometimes when you look inside at the things that don't excite you, that's where you'll find the real magic. Now, the other reason I want you to be curious is because here's the deal. We got this one life, and we don't really have a lot of time to think small. The second thing is I want you to realize that the more you don't use your curiosity, the more you get comfy. Yeah, you get in that comfort zone, and that becomes your danger zone. So I want you to step out there, be curious. I want you to look at the differentness that you are in the world, the things that you do that make you unique. In fact, I want you to dig your diff. That's what I call digging your differentness, is dig your diff. As you continue to explore the question of what would I do if I wasn't afraid of disappointing someone else or even yourself, I want you to be courageous. I want you to stand up. I want you to just really think about that courage it takes to be who you are. And I want you to take a stand and take off the masks. You may only have one mask, but my guess is you probably have a few, because I know I did. And I still do. There's masks that I hide behind all the time. But when we take off those masks, what we start to do is we trust that the real magic happens when we pull those masks back and we step over the cliff to live our truth. Now, sometimes that may sound really irrational, but I think ripping the mask off is a rational risk. Because once you rip that mask off, it puts you face to face with doing things that probably scare the crap out of you. So why do I want you to be courageous? Because when you're courageous, you're saying yes to taking off the mask. When you're courageous, you're saying no. No to those crazy, insane fears. And you're saying yes to the unknown. And also, when you're being courageous, you own the fact that you understand that pretending sucks and it's time to just be you. The third thing I want you to think about as you continue to explore, what would I do? What would I truly do if I wasn't afraid of disappointing someone else? Is I want you to be confident. Now, I know for some of us, that can be a real challenge. Trust me, each and every day, I struggle with my confidence. But here's the thing. When we're confident, we can quit listening to the little voices that say, oh my gosh, you have to be like us. You can't do that. You shouldn't be doing it that way, or you're not good enough. Yes, all those crazy little voices that are in our head or external of us, those are the things that we're shutting down when we step into our confident self. In fact, when you step into being confident, you open the door to saying, I'm no longer going to be the same as everyone else. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of stuff we do that helps us get through life that is the same as what other people do. That's good. Some of that stuff is really good because that's how we function and that's how the world goes around. But what I want you to do is walk away from the door that says you have to be the same, just like everyone else in every aspect of life. Go, be confident, be who you're meant to be. And I also want you to know that confidence means not comparing yourself to others. The less you compare yourself to others, the more you become your true self. So confidence is about knowing you can, you should, and that you're good enough. And confidence is also about truthfully answering the question. Truthfully answering that question, what would you do if you weren't afraid of disappointing others? Because when you're confident, that disappointment goes away. Okay, you might have a little bit of it in there, but it becomes so much easier to take a stand and say, nope, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be afraid of disappointing someone else because you know what? My confidence is telling me it's time for me to take a stand and say, sameness be damned. And the fourth thing I want you to consider as you explore that question, I know you've heard it numerous times now, we're going to say it one more time. What would you do if you weren't afraid of disappointing someone else? I want you to be committed. I want you to be committing to letting those fears go that get in the way of what you've been put here on this earth to do. Whether that's be someone who is a CEO or someone who is picking up the garbage. Whether that is to be someone who says, I am gay, or someone who says, you know what, I'm going to own my truth and say that I want to be in an open relationship. Whether it's someone who says, I want to be with people who are like-minded, versus someone who says, you know what, I'm good being a follower. Whatever it is, I want you to be committed to it. Because being committed is truly about making whatever you are, whatever your lovely little quirks are, it's about making your beautiful quirks work. But here's something else about commitment and about getting that question answered about what would you do if you weren't afraid of disappointing someone else. It's about being more loyal to your dreams than to your fears. But it's also about realizing deep within and understanding that you get what you settle for. You see, because commitment is truly about finding a way to make all those beautiful, unique pieces of yourself, those unique quirks, yes, quirks, that make you you. So what does it take to answer that question? That question of what would you do if you weren't afraid of disappointing someone else? It's about you being curious and digging your diff. Yes, digging your differentness in the world. It's about being courageous and realizing to be courageous, you have to rip off the mask and to take a stand to say that pretending sucks and I'm just going to be myself. It's about being confident and walking away from same. In fact, it's about being confident and saying, sameness be damned. And the fourth thing it's all about is being committed. Being committed to those beautiful things that make you uniquely you. And making your quirk work. So as we wrap up another week in life here, I want you to think about here today on October the 7th of 2016. Do you have the curiosity, the courage, the confidence, and the commitment to truly answer the question, what would I do if I wasn't afraid of disappointing someone else? Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Coming Out Lounge. This has been our Truth Teenie for show number 109. And I can't wait to talk to you all in just another few days.
You've just experienced the Coming Out Lounge. Go online to www.comingoutlounge.com to learn more. And tune in again next week for more stories and tips for being true to yourself.